more morning, anytime. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Somebody just texted and said, I just saw somebody driving on Highway 16 at Century Road on a motorbike.
Brave.
Well, yeah, I guess if it's your only mode of transportation, what are you going to do? But can you chain up that motorbike? I don't know. Like, put chains on the tires?
I don't know. People still got those fat tires on their bikes. Maybe you can go a little fatter on the moped. There's this guy in our neighborhood who still rides his bike in this weather and hands out fake tickets to people.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Have you gotten one?
No, but I want to so bad.
What kind of tickets? Like speeding tickets?
Like parking violations. I guess he's been addressed. Like the police have said, hey, you can't do this. And he's like, well, let my tickets don't say you actually get a ticket. I'm just warning people.
Oh, okay.
He's clearly.
That sounds like the next level for you. Like you're going to start
just
handing
ask
fake
you.
Tickets.
Is it
for
you,
sure.
Matt?
No, I tell a nice story.
For never getting a ticket. You know a lot about this guy.
Hang in there, everybody. There is complications on the roads absolutely everywhere. Quick draw and your chance to win coming up in a moment. This might be the weirdest thing that's happened between the three of us. Again, we're all in separate rooms, but I was just complaining again, like I do, almost every hour. I got blood work done a week ago or so, and they draw the blood out of one of your veins in your arm. And since then, I've had this bruise there, and it hurts, and it's a big bruise. And I'm like, I can't believe this bruise is still here, and it still hurts. And you guys were both jealous of my bruise. You're like, oh, man, I wish I had a bruise like that. I'm like, you wish you had a bruise?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got bruise envy. Like, that is a good one.
The one thing I've chased my entire life is people feeling sorry for me. Like, honestly, when people show me a little bit of like, oh, Matt, are you okay? Like, yeah. It's like adrenaline it's straight like to my veins.
Every day you go home hoping to get a black eye. Is that the thing? Like, what?
Don't hit me again, Sam.
I don't understand. That is so weird.
I it's not pity for me. I just like the bruise. Just being like, look how tough I am.
That's part of it, too. It's like, yeah, like clearly you've done something to earn the bruise.
Yeah.
That and people are like, oh, sick bruise. Are you okay? Like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, I love people feeling sorry for me. I'm all about it.
Really?
Chris is like, oh, I can't believe I wore a t-shirt today. Should have went long sleeved if somebody sees me.
Yeah. Like when bruises go green.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, purple.
It's going different colors. It's definitely changing. The shade's changing,
it's
right?
It's such a good one.
But your problem is yours is not a cool story whatsoever.
Not really. No.
Went, oh, Chris, how'd you get that bruise?
I was giving blood.
Not even giving blood.
Not
they were
giving
taking
blood.
It.
Like, just a blood test.
Something went severely wrong. Anyway, I don't know, but whatever. It is what it is. I just never heard of anybody wanting a bruise. It's not something.
We're not alone.
I don't want the bruise. When I have it, I'm like, sweet bruise.
I want it.
Are you okay?
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
It's time for Quick Draw. We've got Steve and Liz on the line. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Really good.
We just established the roads are brutal where Steve is. How about you, Liz?
I'm parked right now, so I'm okay.
Good. But they're not good, right?
No.
All right. Here's the deal. We're going to give you up to four different questions, and you're going to answer them. Steve's got some little ones to help him there. Steve, how old are the kids?
They are 7 and 4.
All right. And they seem to have all the answers.
Oh, yeah, they always do.
Yeah. All right, blurt out your answers, and one of you is going to qualify for that trip to San Diego with Swoop. Are you ready to go?
Yes, 10-4.
A menu item that starts with the letter L.
Linguini.
Lasagna.
Liz, in for the win.
Okay.
Both going Italian.
All right, here we go. Something you do every day that starts with the letter R.
Relax.
Read.
Good for you, Steve.
Not today on the roads. Okay, we're tied one apiece. Things you buy for kids that start with the letter F.
Fun stuff.
It's not wrong.
That's so vague.
It's so vague, but it is fun stuff.
I guess, yeah.
He's in.
Like, we normally don't buy our kids unfun stuff. So.
All right.
Depends on who you're asking.
All right. Okay, Steve, you got a blocker here, okay?
I'm going to try.
Something you could eat that starts with the letter P.
Potato.
That was a dead heat.
Yeah, I got to say tie.
Okay. A crime that starts with the letter T.
Theft.
Yes.
Whoa. Oh.
That's
a sick answer right there.
Okay, we're tied. 2 apiece. Let's go for the win. Items in your glove box that start with a letter M.
Mittens.
Liz.
Liz, you did it.
Woohoo!
Congratulations.
Good deal.
That was a sneaky good game, guys.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Really good game.
Now just drive safe on the roads and good luck, Liz.
Thank Thank
Good
you.
Job, guys. Have a great day.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Dropping the quarters in and taking you back.
Cowboy hats, boots and jeans, riding that honky-tonk time machine.
Classic country.
It's Throwback Thursday.
Hey, it's Throwback Thursday, guys.
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Back in 1973, this was the number one song in the country and the pop charts for Charlie Rich.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl?
The most beautiful girl in the world. They called him the Silver Fox, guys.
Oh, yeah.
And if you did, was she crying?
Had a jawline you could set your watch to.
Absolutely. Happy birthday this week in 1976, Joe Nichols. Another guy with a jawline you can set a watch to.
He's a vampire. I don't think he's ever aged.
He's pretty hot, for sure. Hey, and speaking of hot, 2008, this guy made his first appearance on Saturday Night Live. Tim McGraw showed his acting ability, because he's got pretty good chops when it comes to acting.
He really does.
Yeah, he does. And on this day in 1999... Toby Keith released this song, and it was a song to basically say, ha-ha, I made it. Basically, right?
A song we all secretly love.
Yeah. How do you like me now? Throwback Thursday, Kissin' Country 103.9.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
All right, Kissin' in the Morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. We've got Arlette on the line. She was caller number 9, so she gets to play Bad Santa. And Kevin, you are the last winner. You won with Ethan Van Vals on the drive home. Let's first establish where you are and what's going on. Kevin, did you drive today?
I did. Drove into work this morning, yeah.
How was it?
Ooh.
It was pretty slick.
Yeah?
Glad you're at work.
The classic understated Alberta.
Exactly.
All right, what about you, Arlette?
I'm still at home.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. All right. Nice place to be. Okay. So, you won the Gord Bamford tickets for the New Year's Eve. What a great way to ring in the new year at Cook County Saloon with Gord. That's what you've got right now. And the question is, Arlette, are you going to continue with not stealing? Matt really wants people to start stealing. It's breaking his heart that we don't have more stealers in the world.
Yeah, you want to take it.
Well, actually, we've got tickets to Gord Bamford and Rimby.
Oh, do you? Okay. All right. So
I think I will pass.
All right. You'll pass. So that's
fine.
Okay.
Kevin, congrats. You're going to Gord Bamford for New Year's.
Sounds good.
Okay. Let's find out what Arlette has hanging on to for now. All right. What is it, Jack?
Arlette, I hope you like concerts. You're going to Dierks Bentley.
Dierks Bentley, right on.
All right. Yeah, January 21st at Rogers Place with Jordan Davis and Tennille Arts. Of course, that's what you've won for now. We'll find out with Andrea Taylor a little bit later on today, okay?
Okay, thank you.
One concert per customer. I hope they get stolen. No, I don't.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Kissin' Love Court this morning, we got this text. Hey guys, I started dating the most amazing lady a few months back, and things have been going great. But now the first red flag has popped up. Recently, she sat me down and said she wanted me to unfriend all of my exes. This came right out of left field, and it's not like I actually have a ton anyway. That, and I have been open and honest about all of them. Yes, I might still talk to some on social media and whatnot, but nothing bad at all has happened. I like some of these people, and it would suck to not talk to them again, but I do see a future with my girlfriend. What do I do?
Jack?
This is a huge red flag. Jealousy is an ugly, ugly monster. He has to just say no. Like, no, you're not going to delete people because your ex is insecure, or your future girlfriend is insecure.
Right.
It's insecurity.
Yeah.
So you want to be friends with these people? Be friends with them. That's what I say.
One of Matt's things is when he breaks up with somebody, he wants a clean break.
Yeah.
So I do the purge.
Yeah.
Like, you may be a good person and I may have a future and friendship with you, but after we're done, see you later.
We're done.
So you don't talk to any of your exes?
Not a single one.
No. And is that by choice? Or are they the ones that are doing that?
You know, surprisingly, they've all moved out of the city.
Some out of the province. It's the weirdest thing.
Some have flown over international waters. No, like, I don't know. Like, just if you see a future with this woman and everything else is going great, and if she's calm and cool and collected about explaining why she wants them gone.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I feel like this is just the next step. Then she's going to ask you to, like, not be friends with your family.
What if his family sucks?
This is bad news. Chris, yeah. What do you say? Well,
you know what? I could, you're right. It's insecurity for sure. And I've never had to deal with any of this stuff, but I could see that, you know, what kind of conversations are you having with those people? Or, you know, how connected are you with them? I mean, at a certain point, it's over, right?
Just a reminder. Remember, Chris has a 100% shooting percentage when it comes to girlfriends.
How many girlfriends have you had?
So, all right. Dropper, the texts are coming in. He better get ready for the leash because it's coming next. Oh, bye.
Well, on the other side, these are exes for a reason. Get rid of them.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, some people hold on to exes for the whole opportunity of them not becoming an ex again.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Options.
Crack that door open here.
780-421-1039 is a number to call. Kiss and Love Court this morning. By the way, we just got a text that the Devon Bridge apparently northbound is still closed. Southbound open, closed northbound, according to a texter. So there you go.
You're listening to the Kiss and Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
At Kiss and Love Court, she, the girlfriend, wants the boyfriend to drop all of his exes on his social media platforms. And he's like, I kind of don't want to, but...
This text says, don't unfriend anyone. Guaranteed, she still has her exes on social media. On the other side, I'm with this girl. I totally think this way too. People who are friends with their exes are red flags. But I've also been burned by a couple guys who are friends with their exes, so that's my baggage. If I didn't have a daughter with my ex, I would never talk to him or see him again.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, some of Jack's exes called the show.
That's very true. This text says, buy beer. It's a very understanding life partner.
Okay.
Oh, liver cirrhosis. I can't forget you.
It won't forget you.
All right.
Just run. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Just run away.
All right. What do you think? 780-421-1039. Kiss and Love Court this morning.
You're listening to the Kiss and Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Kiss and Love Court. Yeah, the girlfriend wants the boyfriend to unfollow all of his exes on social media. He says, I don't have a bunch, but he says, I don't know. Like, you know, is this a red flag? Is this a bad sign? What do you think?
Somebody has an experience with this, and it is quite the experience, let me tell you. This new girlfriend is 100% correct in asking him to unfriend all of his exes. They are exes for a reason. He can get other friends. I was with a lying, cheating, and she goes on to use a multitude of other words, with a boy. He was friends with all of his exes. In fact, he spent Christmas with his exes while I was home alone, and he called it Xmas. I said goodbye to that loser.
Xmas.
Yeah, you don't have an axe to grind at all.
No. quite the opposite. This person says, meh, my teen now babysits for one of my exes.
Okay.
It's come full circle.
All right. What about you, Elliot?
I have to side with him. Like, I'm sorry, but if you're friends with them, you can't drop your friends at a dime like that.
Right.
But they're not, they're not friends per se. Like, friends where you've seen their private parts.
They were friends.
That's a different kind of friend.
Well, yeah, but if there's nothing going wrong with having a good support group, she has to come to the realization that not everyone's out to steal her man.
Yes, exactly.
Mm.
Some are, though.
I've had this conversation with my fiance many of times.
Okay. All right. So you've been there.
Oh, yeah. I don't drop my friends just because of how someone tells me I need to.
Yeah. But again, friends and exes, like, we don't want to confuse these things. Like,
I still have two exes on my Facebook that are my friends.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're great support, especially when I have my mental health issues
picking
up.
Right, right.
Well, nobody knows you like an ex. That's true.
Exactly, Pat.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah, Kissin' Love Court. The girlfriend wants the boyfriend to drop all of his exes on social media, and he's like, is that cool, copacetic? What should I do?
This text at 103939 says, one of my best friends happens to be my ex. I love him to absolute pieces, but I love his wife and his children more. You can be friends with your ex. Just because it didn't work out with you guys romantically doesn't mean you can't have a different kind of relationship.
Oh, maybe you got that like garage door open a few inches there, or keys in the bowl, or the pineapple on the front step.
How do you know all of this?
I'm a friend of the internet.
Okay. This person says, my ex wanted me to delete all of my ex-girlfriends on Facebook. She said she doesn't believe in having ex-girlfriends as friends. Then, the weekend after we broke up, she went camping with her ex and posted it all over Facebook.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Sounds like the pineapple must have returned.
Oh, no. That pineapple. Well,
how do pineapples fare on your porch?
I keep mine in the fridge. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You guys don't know what that means, do you?
It's time for the Showcase Showdown, and we've got Frida and a very excited Amanda on the line. How are you ladies doing today?
Just fine, thanks.
All right. Amanda is just like,
oh,
holy
my
cow.
Goodness.
He's buzzing.
All right, Frida. You know what? We're all going to have to bring our energy level up to match Amanda's. It's going to be tough. Sounds like she's ready to cry.
This is a fantastic start to the day.
Okay, absolutely.
I love this.
Jack's going to give you each three items in your showcase, and you've got to give us the price, you know, closest to what you think it is. You can go over. It's not like Price is Right, but you can't bid a dollar either. So you were in first, Frida. Jack, give her showcase, all right?
All right.
All right, Frida. Your showcase is called the Men's Night Out. There's a Speed Stick deodorant. A Schick Hydroskin Stubble Eraser.
Ooh.
And Selsun Blue Anti-Dandruff Shampoo.
No more flakes.
What is the total cost of your showcase?
I'm going to go with 60.
$60.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Amanda.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Amanda, your showcase is called Girls Beauty Night In. A box of Garnier Nutrice Hair Color, 2 Lindt Excellence Chocolate Bars, and Essie Gel Nail Polish. Yeah. Your choice of color.
Ooh.
What color is the hair color, Jack?
Yeah, that's an important question.
Red.
Oh.
Spicy.
They're getting wild.
It is. I love that.
I don't know. When you were describing that lady package, Matt, sounds like he needs a cigarette now. I don't know what was going on there.
Do I want to stay in or go out? I'm so torn.
That was so weird. Amanda, what's the price?
I'm going to say $31.
$31. Okay.
Yes, all right. Frida, you guessed $60 for the men's night out. Total retail price, actual retail price, is $25.
Okay.
There's got some good deals in the flyer this one. All right. And Amanda, the beauty night in, you guessed $31. Actual retail price, $26. You're in. You won. Yes. You are the closest to your showcase. Congratulations.
Goodness, this is fantastic.
Now, you don't necessarily win the prizes in there, but you could buy a lot of them.
Yeah,
absolutely.
A ludicrous amount of red hair dye.
Yes.
I'll confess, I love that idea. I am the type of person that wears like hot pink hair color.
Yeah.
And the vivid colors. So
$7 a box.
Yes, sir. I will take that.
Frida peaced out.
Yeah
Frida's had enough.
She
congratulations.
Frida could not take your energy.
This is so fat. My husband is looking at me from the kitchen. He's literally in class right now, and he's looking at me from the kitchen table. It's like I'm lost my mind.
Honey, no need for school. We're rich.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. If people want to find out more about Jack, where do they got to go?
You can go at @Kissin_Jack, J-A-C-K, on Twitter.
What about you, Matt?
I'm Matt D. Builder on Twitter.
All right, because you're building all the time.
That's right. How about you, Chris?
Well, I'm at Chris Sheets. Everybody spells my name wrong. S-C-H-E-E-T-Z. And don't forget about this podcast.
Yes, you can rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a moment of all the fun we have.
If you enjoyed it, tell a friend. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country 103.9.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.